This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel says it will begin four-hour pauses in northern Gaza starting on Thursday to allow people to flee hostilities. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports the White House says it is a step in the right direction.
The White House confirmed that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has agreed to President Joe Biden's request to institute daily pauses. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said that the Israelis had committed to announcing each four-hour window at least 3 hours in advance. Kirby added that the pauses could help in the release of over 200 Israeli hostages held by Hamas. Biden had also told reporters that he had asked the Israelis for a pause longer than 3 days during negotiations over the release of some hostages held by Hamas. I'm Karen Chamas.
At the United Nations, it's unclear if this will help with humanitarian relief efforts.
How any such halt in the fighting and how it would work for humanitarian purposes would need to be coordinated with the United Nations, especially on the issue of timings and location. And obviously, in order for this to be done safely for humanitarian purposes, it would have to be agreed with all parties to the conflict to be truly effective.
UN spokesman Stephen Dujarric. Kenya's president promised on Thursday to be ruthless with corruption and firm on debt during his address to the nation from the capital's parliament building.
Corruption, honorable members, wastage, inefficiency, and negligence are serious threats to our transformation agenda and unacceptable practice that has no place in our nation.
President Ruto also told members of parliament that the specter of terrorism is a continuing